Jeffrey's just turned 18, so now he can finally go on those adult sites. Not like he's been going on them all this time, right? Let's check back in on Jeffrey in a second, because Jessica's just turned 18 too. Drake, get out of here! Jeffrey and Jessica don't even consider their future as they waste away their potential. They are neets. Not in education, employment, or training. Basically, they are degenerates who are doing nothing in life. That doesn't sound like you, does it? Are you currently in education, or do you currently have a job or apprenticeship, or at least made $1 in a business? If not, you're a neet too. Time to fix your life. Adonis used his younger years wisely. Whilst the other men of their tribe spent their shekels at the brothel, Adonis invested his. And whilst they laid around lazily, Adonis honed in his skills. He quickly surpassed 99% of the people in his generation. And because of that, he attracted Anastasia. The first thing that I think you should do if you're about 18 to 21 years old is get consistent in a few of the really good habits. Lifting weights, cardio, social skills, meditation, gratitude journaling, deep work, studying, reading books, learning. These core habits will build the foundation of an amazing life if you can get consistent in them, especially at this young age. But the big question is, how can you actually get consistent? There's four things that you need to do to get consistent in a good habit. And the first thing is to make it obvious. You'd be surprised at how big of a difference it can make if you just make the habit that you're trying to get into more visually obvious in your day-to-day surroundings. Like, for example, if you want to drink more water, have your water right there on your desk, not on the floor, not on the side, but on your desk, right next to your computer, and you'll just mindlessly grab it like 5 times more than normal and start drinking it without even thinking about it. If you want to get consistent in meditation, one of the really, really specific things I do is at the end of the day, I open up the meditation app that I use, which is called Medito. I open that up on my phone, and then I put my phone on airplay mode and I press the power button on my phone for nighttime. So then in the morning, when I turn on my phone, the first thing that is already opened is the meditation app as like a reminder of like, oh yeah, this is what you were meant to do straight away this morning. And you can see I've meditated for 104 days in a row, which is pretty cool, isn't it? The second step into getting consistent in a habit is to make it attractive. Increase the reward of that habit. Just going to the gym never really felt attractive to me when I was a teenager, but it was only when I used to watch videos of these guys who had like these amazing, like Greek god aesthetic physiques. This was back in like 2014, 2015. I would watch these guys, and specifically the guys I would watch, they would record themselves like speaking to girls shirtless. And you know, I was like 16, 17 years old. And that to me felt like so desirable. Wow, okay, so they built up like a really good physique. Now they're confident, now they can get girls, okay. Then suddenly the habit of going to the gym felt 100 times more attractive because I just believed that eventually I'll build an aesthetic physique and I'll be able to speak to girls too. The third step to getting consistent is to make it easy. So try and lower the barrier of success of the habit. So for example, if you do like a 10 minute meditation session, it's very likely that there'll be some days that you just will skip the meditation entirely because you don't have time for the 10 minutes or you just can't be bothered. But if you make it easier and you lower the barrier to the metaphorical checkbox and you say that if you meditate for 1 minute, you get to check the box. There'll be so many days when you would have skipped meditation completely, but if it's easy enough, like if it's just 1 minute, then there's nothing stopping you, even if you're sick, even if you're injured, even if you're in a rush. And the fourth way to get consistent in one of these core habits is to make it satisfying, make it more enjoyable. So I actually really, really enjoy reading, and I seem to be one of the few young people who do. Almost everyone I speak to doesn't read books at all, which blows my mind because I really think it's like a cheat code to life. I have like a 5-year streak or something fucking crazy like that. Like I've read every week for about 5 weeks in a row, and I've read every day for almost a year straight, right? So I read like a lot and extremely consistently. And the biggest reason why is because I just enjoy it. And most people don't read because they don't enjoy it. So it made me think, okay, well, why do I enjoy reading so much? The first thing is because it's learning, and I really enjoy learning, and I really enjoy like optimizing my life, making progress, learning things. Even when I was like playing video games, I would learn about the video games so that I could play it better. But the second thing is I always make it like a nice peaceful vibe. Like I set on some music, I make some tea, I get some dark chocolate, and I sit there in like this cozy vibe, and then I read, and it's like twice as fun, and so I'm more consistent in it. So you need to think about the habits that you want to get consistent in and ask yourself, okay, how can you just make it more enjoyable? Can you couple it with anything else that you like? For example, you might not really enjoy going to the gym, but if you go with a funny friend, suddenly going to the gym is like 10 times more fun, and you'll literally just do it like just for fun, never mind all of the gains that you'll make as well. And I also just want to teach you something very important about consistency, because that's like a very, very special term that I think makes quite a lot of people emotional. And I get asked questions about how to be consistent all the time. And when I explain what I'm about to explain to people, I swear to God, I always see their shoulders drop and they get relaxed and they're like, wow, thank you for telling me that. I think that we all have the wrong idea of what consistency is. Like, you think consistency is like the streak, right? So I'm consistent in meditation. You saw I've meditated every day for like 100 days in a row. That's not what consistency is. Let me challenge your view, because you probably agree, okay, that's what consistency is. It's like streaks, like how many days you've went consistently in a row without messing up. Or if you say you're not going to do the habit daily, but 3 times a week, as long as you don't miss any days, you're consistent, right? I want to challenge your belief there, because by your definition of consistency, if a guy is on like day 7 of NOFAP and then on day 8 he relapses, you would tell me that then he's on day 0, right? Well, it kind of seems to make sense with NOFAP, and this is why a lot of people get confused. But let's now change it to the gym. Let's say that I'm supposed to go to the gym today. Today is like a training day, it's like chest day. And let's say I just don't go today because, you know, I'm busy or I'm a little bit sick today, whatever. Technically, by your definition of consistency, I'd be on day 0 because I missed today. I missed the streak. But does my physique look like it's on day 0? Like, I can bounce my fucking titties. Does my physique look like I'm on day fucking 0? If I miss a workout today, I'm still gonna have the same physique. Like, I'm still gonna look the same. I'm still gonna have done, what, like 2,000 or 3,000 workouts in the last 11 or 12 years. But if I miss today, by your definition of consistency, I'd be on day 0. No offense. But maybe you're a little bit retarded if that's what you'd actually believe. So now you're probably thinking, oh yeah, fair enough. Like, you wouldn't be on day 0 if you miss a day from the gym because your physique and your strength wouldn't be reset to 0. But it's interesting because with every other habit, we believe that your progress is like reset back to 0, like it is with NOFAP, but it's not. That's not consistency. That's just streaks. And streaks can be funny and they can be nice, whatever, but it's not really the big thing to track. Consistency, let's give you a new definition. This is my definition of consistency. Consistency is volume over time. Basically, how much do you do the thing over a period of time, like a week, a month, whatever. So you're not inconsistent if you randomly take like a day off the gym, or if you miss a day of like meditation and you're on day 0. You're not inconsistent. It's just how much did you meditate over the last month. You might have missed yesterday, fine, but maybe you meditated like 10 days over the last month, and that's more than you've done the month before where it was only like 6 days. That's progress. We're happy, like we should celebrate. So you're more consistent than you actually realize. And when I tell this to people, especially with that sort of physique analogy, they always kind of relax and they're like, oh yeah, like you don't lose all of the progress that you've made just because you took a day off. I don't know why people say that to like young men about NOFAP or something. No, bro, if you fap like every day, like 30 times a month, and then next month you fap only 20 times, that's actually progress that you should celebrate. Like, you're going in the right direction. That's like normally bench pressing 60 kg. And then next month you get up to 65 or 70. That's amazing progress. Trying to go on the proper NOFAP like everyone else, going from 30 times a month to 0 times a month, is like trying to go from 60 kg to 100, like within a month. What's gonna happen to the guy who tries to go from 60 kg bench press to 100 kg? Well, he's gonna fail. He might injure himself and he's gonna quit. And if he tries again, he'll fail again. And if he tries again, he'll fail again. Does that not sound like a lot of people's NOFAP journeys? Because you've just made the bar of success too heavy. It's all about progress, not suddenly just going perfect. The second thing that I'd recommend for you to do if you're about 18 to 21 years old is to decide what career or business to go all in on for the next 10 plus years straight. This is the age to try so many different styles of work, career, businesses, making money, to see which one really fits for you and your values and which one you enjoy. But so many young people find it such a struggle in just figuring out what to do with their lives. And I did as well. When I was like 21 years old, 22 years old, I remember I called my mom And I hadn't spoke to her in ages. I had like this big family fight and everything. So I even ended up like blocking my whole family for like months, even close to a year. It was like the worst period of my life. But I ended up, you know, patching some things up, and I called my mom. It was a video call. So the moment that she accepted the call and we saw each other's faces, both of us just started to cry because it was the first time we'd seen each other for like a year. And we spoke a little bit, you know, she asked me how I was, am I safe? Like I basically ran away from home. It's a long story. But we spoke a little bit, and you know, I had graduated from university now. I had a degree in psychology. But I still didn't know what to do. I was applying for like random jobs. I was enlisting into the Air Force. I was like trying these random little businesses. And I remember saying to my mom, like, I don't know what to do with my life. And I was like in tears saying it. I wanted my mommy to tell me what to do. I wanted her to tell me like, oh, well, do this business or do this career or whatever. But she didn't. She just said, well, you'll figure it out. And I hated that she said that because, you know, it was exactly what she needed to say, but I was still in like boy mode, hoping that my parents would choose for me. So it was a big struggle for me this period of my life, not knowing which thing to go into. And that's when I realized something that really helped me. Choose your suffering. When you're trying to decide between what career or business to go into, you know, there's this career or that one. This one might be more fun. That one, you'll make more money. This business, you'll make money faster, but that business will be more fun, whatever. Look, like there's so many of these options. You know, the reason why it's so hard to decide between them is because you are only thinking positively. When it comes to this specific area, thinking positively is actually ineffective. I know that sounds crazy, because usually thinking positive is like, you know, like being an optimist is a nice thing, right? And it's like good for affirmations and whatever. But in this one area, thinking positively is actually kind of useless. You know why? Because when you're thinking of the potential rewards that you'll get from this business model or that career, they're basically always the same. Like if you do well in career number one, you'll get money, status, and maybe some enjoyable work. If you do well in career number two, you'll get money, status, and maybe some enjoyable work. How about in business? If you do well in business A, well, you'll get money and status. If you do well in business number two, you'll get money. Like the reward of doing well in any area of work is gonna be basically the same in all of them. It's gonna be money and status and maybe some enjoyable work. It doesn't serve you at all to think positively about the things that you want. It's actually more valuable for you to think about the suffering that you will go through. So back in 2020, I thought about this as well. So I was trying all these different businesses, and I thought about dropshipping as one of these businesses I was trying. I was already making money in it as well. I was already making like 300, 400 pounds a month profit. So I thought, okay, what suffering will I go through if I really take this business more seriously? It just felt purposeless. It just felt soulless. Like I wasn't helping the world. I wasn't helping anyone. In fact, I was just like a dirty little middleman who's just overcharging for products that you can get 10 times cheaper to like stupid Western people, basically. It's not fulfilling in any way possible, right? But you can make money from it. Then I thought, okay, what's the suffering from being a coder? Because I was learning coding just very briefly. I was considering it because this was 5 years ago and a lot of people were saying like becoming a software developer is kind of like a great career, whatever. So what's the suffering of this? Well, you have to be a fucking nerd, basically. I was like, I don't want to be sat there like hunchback on my laptop for the rest of my life. And I also don't want like the long work hours that often comes with this kind of career. So one by one, I went through all of the careers and businesses I was thinking about. And then I got to YouTube and I said, okay, what's the suffering I'll have to go through if I become a YouTuber? And the first thing I thought about is, well, you'll probably get hate. You'll get like people who make hate comments about you. I didn't know it at the time that I would get people who would make hit pieces, like videos about me. But I understood that, you know, as an influencer, if you gain a lot of traction, people will leave hate comments and it can be kind of mean. And of course, you know, the human nervous system feels kind of sensitive towards that. So I was like, okay, that's one bad thing. But straight away, when I thought about that, I was like, interestingly, that might be kind of a good thing because it would probably develop me to have like thicker skin. Then I thought of more ways that I would suffer as a YouTuber. Okay, well, I might have some like technical problems. You know, my camera might break or my editing software might go corrupt or something. And I thought, you know what? Like, as far as problems go, that's not so bad. I'd be able to deal with that. Okay, what other suffering will I have to go through as a YouTuber? And the final thing I could think about was privacy. What if I'm outside one day on a date and someone comes up to me and they're like, whoa, you Hamza, I watch your YouTube videos. And I started to smile thinking, I actually would probably kind of like that. If someone came up to me and they were like, oh, I like your YouTube videos, can I take a picture with you? A lot of people might not like that, but I thought, actually, I'd quite enjoy that. Of course, you know, you've got to keep your privacy, whatever, sure. But I was like, I could deal with that. And so that was the decision that I chose, and it was absolutely right for me. Try that right now. Think of all the different businesses and careers, and just think about the one that has the suffering, the pains, the problems that you'd actually kind of weirdly enjoy. That's probably the one that's right for you. But even if you do that practice, you're probably still not going to make progress just like most young people do in their careers or businesses, because you are just sat in a parked car. Let me give you like an analogy that's really going to help you. Imagine you're trying to figure out what career or business to get into, right? That's what we're trying to decide in this period of time when you're like 18 to 21 years old. When you're trying to decide what career or business to go into, it's like the equivalent of being sat in a parked car on a road, and up ahead is a T-junction. You can go left or right. Now, we know that we either need to go left or right from that T-junction. It's definitely one of those two ways. But we just don't know, is it left or is it right? Which way would we go from the end of this road? How would you figure this out? Imagine if you were genuinely in a car, you were parked on the side of the road, and you didn't know if it was left or right. Let's say you don't have a sat nav or a Google Maps or whatever. How would you figure it out? Hopefully, if you're not, no offense, if you're not a fucking retard, you'd probably drive your car forward, get to the end of this road, that's to the T-junction, and maybe just like look both left and right before you indicate the way that you think you should go. And let's say you look both left and right and you can't really tell, you'd probably just say, fuck it, let's just go left and let's just go see what's down there. You drive down there for a minute and you're like, oh wait, no, this doesn't look right, this doesn't feel right, okay, U-turn, let me go back, it was right all along. That's how, if you weren't like a fucking absolute idiot, you would figure it out, right? But you do realize for you to figure out like which career or business to choose, you have done the equivalent of just parking your car on this road and then just being sat there thinking about if it should be left or right for the last like what, 6 to 12 months straight? Do you realize how fucking, no offense, but how fucking stupid you sound? Instead of just driving in a direction and being okay with accidentally going in the wrong direction, you have literally just parked your car on the road. And you're just like, yeah, you know, there's a T-junction up there. I'll just think about it. I'll just think about it for the next 6 to 12 fucking months, like you have with thinking about your business and career. This is what like the average young person does. This is what I did. Instead of just driving in one of the directions and just seeing if it's right or wrong, and if it's wrong, it's not a big deal. You just do a U-turn. It's okay. That's not a big deal. Instead of doing that, you just park your car and you're just like, you know, I think I'll watch another YouTube video about that business model. Yeah. A biased YouTube video where the YouTuber's trying to sell you like a course on the model that he's gonna convince you is better than the other ones. Yeah, I'm gonna do some research. Like, that's on your to-do list, isn't it? Like, oh, research business models instead of just trying one. So the point of this analogy is to just make you realize you're basically not going to make any fucking progress just sat there in the parked car. What you need to do is drive your car forward, look at the directions that you can go, and then just drive in one of them. It's okay if it's wrong. At the very least, then you'll know. Like, imagine you could have made this decision of what career or business to do. Like, 100 times faster if you just tried them, but you think about them, which isn't trying them. You watch YouTube videos about them, which isn't trying them. You journal and you write things about them, which again, isn't trying them. All you can do to see if which one is right for you is to just try it. And so this brings us to the final bit of advice I can give you in terms of, you know, choosing your career or business. And this should hopefully destroy all your procrastination. It's what I call the $1 challenge. Try and make $1 from the business that or career that you think is right for you as fast as possible. I thought of like making money through a business in 2018 of like selling things on eBay. And I sold my first product on eBay within like an hour of thinking about it. Most people will wait like 6 months or 12 months. But let's say we reset all the time that you fucking wasted. There's a stopwatch right now. Every second passes, you don't get to like now, oh, but I've got to research. No, the stopwatch is running right now. And don't bullshit, oh, but I need to go and do this first. I can't make a YouTube video till I research what camera. Bro, do you need me to tell you you don't need a fucking camera for your first YouTube video? Record on your phone, you asshole. Come on. You don't need me to tell you this shit. No bullshit. The stopwatch is literally running. I have entered you in this race along with everyone else who's watching this. Let's see how fast you can go make $1 from each one of the businesses that you're thinking about. Let's see how fucking big your nuts are. Because all this time you think you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a millionaire. Well, let's see then. Let's see if you're not a fucking pussy. go and make $1 as fast as possible from each one of the businesses or careers that you've been weighing up in your mind right now. Go, go, go. Let's go see. Like a few years ago, I went on a call with one of my followers and he told me that he was going to go to university to get a degree in therapy or in counseling because he wanted to see if he would like that kind of career. So then I responded and I called him a retard and he was almost shocked. And I said, so you're going to go and get a degree for the next 3 years to see if you'd like this career. I said, why don't you go see if you like it today? Well, he said, well, I can't because you need a degree to practice therapy and counseling. And I said, yeah, fair enough. But you listening to someone's problems, imagine you doing like a fake therapy session, is like 80% of the same experience. Go on ChatGPT and ask it, okay, what strategy do the therapists use on like the first consultation session that I can just copy and practice with my friend? And then you go find someone who's willing to pay you $1 for you to listen to them. Maybe you make a link online, they can send you $1 on PayPal and you'll listen to them for an hour. And you know, that's fucking so cheap. And then you just send people the link and you maybe post a few videos saying, hey, I'll listen to your problems for an hour, just like, come and I'll just practice, you know, some things that I've learned. You're not going to say you're a therapist, of course not, because okay, fair enough, that's illegal. But you can do very similar parts of the work that you think that you need to like wait years to do. And there's only actually very, very, very limited things that you can't do right now. Like for example, you can't like practice like being a surgeon right now, fair enough. But it's so reasonable for you to go and make a dollar from the career businesses that you're thinking about literally today. Like the stopwatch is running and you don't want an embarrassing score on this challenge because look, when was the first time you thought about business and making money online? It was probably years ago. If you've not made $1 in this time, is that not embarrassing? And I know you'll make all these excuses, but I was in school. Okay, so you were in school and you couldn't make $1 on top of that. Oh, but I was thinking about it. Okay, well, you were thinking about all these businesses for years. You couldn't just make $1 because if you make $1 from one of these businesses, then you'd know about it 100 times more than the guy who just thinks about it. So we can wipe your slate clean, but now the stopwatch is running again. Go and just make $1 from any one of these businesses and careers as fast as you possibly can, and you will get an understanding of this pathway 1,000 times more than just thinking about it idly. And the third and final thing that I'd recommend if you're like 18 to 21 years old is have fun, but not in the extremely destructive ways. Most people your age are going out partying, drinking, hooking up, getting STDs and pregnancies and whatever. And those are extremely destructive ways to have fun. Because that's why you go out. It's to have fun. It's to be social, fair enough. And there's nothing wrong with having fun. But when the fun comes at such a high cost of your health, your sanity, it's not really worth it. So whilst everyone else is going out and just getting drunk and taking drugs, whatever, we still want you to have fun and enjoyment and adventure in your life, but probably just not that destructively. So instead, think of healthy ways that you can have fun. Like for example, instead of going out to nightclubs and parties all the time, you gather around like a good group of guys who are all similar to you. And you just, honestly, if you just hang out with them, you don't even have to do anything specific, but if you guys literally just go to a restaurant together or you walk in the park together, if you're with like a good group of guys, it's funny as fuck. Like with my friends, we don't have to do anything. If we just sit in the same room and do nothing other than just talk to each other, within half an hour, we'll be like crying laughing because we just like, you know, we roast each other, we tell jokes, we're just being silly, whatever. You don't even have to make like a big plan. You just need to have like some fucking decent friends who are similar to you who are kind of funny. The real challenge of this step is having those friends in the first place, because when you've got good friends, you don't even worry about making plans, whatever. Chances are, if you are kind of worried about like what do you do to have fun, especially socially, it's probably because you don't even have like good friends or funny friends. And the reason for that is probably because you are actually quite different from like everyone else your age. Most other people your age, like they're not doing anything productive in life. They don't have ambition or discipline like you. You're watching videos like this in your spare time. You do realize how odd that is. Like you're probably down the rabbit hole of like self-improvement, fitness content, health content, business content, fine. But you do realize basically everyone you've grown up with doesn't watch content like this. Like they don't like voluntarily choose to just sit here and watch like a 20-minute video on like creating a better future for yourself. So of course you are very different, just like I was when I was your age as well. That means that your pathway, your future is going to be very different, way better than most people. I know that right now might seem like a really lonely time for you, and maybe there's even a few doubts in your mind to think, wait, is this the right life? You put in the work and you basically don't even see the difference between you and the people around you, like you and the people from high school. But please believe me when I say that by the time you get to about 25 years old, it is glaringly obvious the people who are going out and drinking. I'm like, this is going to sound offensive, but I'm telling you, all like the hottest girls that you know from like school, all of them will get like kind of bad skin and almost like double chins by the time they're like 25, 26 years old. A bunch of them will have children with guys that they're not even in a relationship with. They're just basically single mothers. And it's just like such a sad reality. Bro, they've had like 10 years of alcohol abuse, late nights, shit food. They weren't watching Andrew Huberman's podcast. They weren't trying to get like morning sunlight and avoid blue light at nighttime. These are the types of people. They don't even have like, you know, the night shift filter, which makes your phone like orange or red at nighttime. They don't even have like know about that kind of stuff, right? That literally most people are on that level. And when you're young and you're the one doing like all this self-improvement stuff, you don't stand out so much. But I promise by the time you get like 25 years old, this stuff really shines. Bro, I'm 28 and I'm a fucking millionaire. I'm pretty sure there's like probably no other millionaires from like my school, and everyone else just went out and took drugs and just partied and then just got normal jobs and then just watched like some reality TV shows when they came back home. But the problem is there's way less people like us. So when it comes to having fun and a good social life, it can be so hard because you probably are faced with this decision, and I bet you'll think, holy shit, like Hamza's spot on. You could go and hang out with some people. You've probably got some people in your phone you could text right now. But if you're honest, you don't actually respect those people. They're kind of like Jeffries, but they're kind of funny at the same time. If you had friends who were like you, like Adonis, like, you know, the guys who are actually doing like the work, you'd love to be friends with them. You'd love to spend time with them. But you just don't really know anyone else who's like that. Maybe you know a couple of people who kind of show up to the gym, but then other than that, they're just low lives and they vape and they take drugs and whatever. I'm not even trying to be mean. I'm just stating the facts, right? Like, it's not wrong that you don't want to be friends with people who are like addicted to alcohol and drugs. You're not a bad person for having this kind of value, right? Because I don't want to be friends with people who take drugs fucking every week or something, but most people do. So your choice is either be alone or hang out with Jeffries. And you can make the choice for yourself because it's a big choice to have. But what I will say is, for people like us, it seems to be the case basically every time. Whenever we hang out with the Jeffries, we don't have that real level of authentic fun because we're having like cognitive dissonance. Like, we're hanging out with the Jeffries whilst knowing in our minds that we shouldn't actually be there, that we don't really respect these people, that we don't really want to partake in the activities that they're doing. And you'll still have like a laugh with them, but then you'll come home and you'll be, you know, looking at the time. It's past your bedtime. To fit in with these people, you had to like drink alcohol or stay up late or eat shit food or something. And you're just thinking like, that went against my values. And I just did it to try and fit in with people that I don't even respect. So by all means, go ahead and try and have some fun with like the normies if you want, but chances are you're going to realize the same thing that many of us have realized. Like, we are like this sort of ambitious 1% of the population. It's not that lit being friends with Jeffries. It seems like it is, but it's really not. And you can get more fun in your life from actually doing like the good habits that actually boost your life and your health and your success rather than these ones that are destructive. So I want you to have fun. I want you to look, go and make friends that you can go camping with and hiking with, like friends that you can go and train like martial arts with and go to the gym with, you know, like wholesome shit like that. But you probably don't really know anyone like that just yet. And if that is the case for you, like it was for me in 2020 and 2021, honestly, you know what I did? I just sucked it up. Honestly, I sucked it up. And I know this sounds like crazy to say, but I basically didn't really have many friends in 2020 and 2021, like in person. It was also COVID as well. But I basically just kept to myself. I had maybe one guy I would meet for like some workouts every now and then. I had like one or two people I'd call on my phone and stuff, you know, on my computer. And that was it. And I just kept to myself and I just grinded for like an entire 1-2 years straight. And then within 2 years, I made money online. I was able to travel. I started to move around and meet more people and actually make friends. And now I live in Bali, which is like the best place in the world for people like us. And it's so normal that I'll literally go to the gym and I'm there for like 3-4 hours just talking to people, because the type of people who travel to places like where I live are similar to me. Like, we're all on self-improvement. We're all very health conscious people. Everyone like goes to the sauna and ice bath. What I'm saying is, Maybe you just need to suck it up. If you don't have any good friends, good people right now, it's probably better to be alone than it is to be with people that you don't even deem like good people. And then in a few years' time, when you have kind of leveled up enough and maybe you can travel and you can move out to better places where there's more people like you, then you can have like more of the social seasons in the future. But my heart goes out to you because it'd be lovely if you had that right now. Social life is so important. Maybe you just need to go through the lonely chapter just exactly how I did. So I hope that these videos that I make are almost like a beacon of light for you. Obviously, this is like a weird, like parasocial relationship. I don't know who's watching this, but what kept me sane through the lonely chapter myself was just like watching contents of people and just kind of like, you know, staying to myself, checking off the boxes and just visualizing great things for the future. So I hope that you keep a smile on your face as you go about this journey, because I really think you're on the right path. Thank you for choosing to click on one of my videos today. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you want to have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.